Saram dear listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jari, and this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of this Veda Jignasa program. And from the media center is Ganesh along with Brother Bhargav to take you along this journey of the four F's: follow the master, face the devil, fight till the end, and finish the game of Durga Suktam. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
So at the outset, all of us would collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, and with a humble prayer that every thought, every word, and every deed is his inspiration, we shall start today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. गणानांत्वा गणपति गुम्हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रुण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनं प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्
सो गणेश अवर् नेक्स्ट् लैन् विच् वी वाण्ट् टु कवर् टुडे वी जस्ट् चाण्ट् वन्स् फार् द लिस्नर्स्
पूश्च पृथ्वी बहुला न उर्वी भवा तोकायतनया यशय्यो
सो जस्ट् टेकिङ्ग् द मीनिङ्ग् वर्ड् बै वर्ड् यु नो वाट् वेन् एवर् वी take up anything in Vedas, it's like it's infinite, ananta it is. There is no end. So we'll just try to take a small dip and get little bit, so few drops, and we'll try to share it with listeners. So first things, Pushcha Prithvi. Pu actually means a pura. Pura means a city. So basically, the sage who's having this prayer in mind, he's talking about my city, my mother earth, and the bountiful, abundant agricultural lands of this whole earth. They should all be auspicious, beneficial, and should be giving us something which is good, is the basic meaning, I think, which comes. And then the next meaning is, because I think those days, Ganesh, all these, the sages, not were Gruhastas, because they used to have their ashrams and they used to have their family also. They were all married. So then the next one which he asks is that, the children and the grandchildren, and there should be a growth in the family and
progeny.
The progeny, and also the family and the people in the whole town or a village or something. So probably that is the basic meaning which we get. But, you know, Swami always says, Pura is a city, and according to Swami, our body is a city of with nine dwaras, nine doors, Swami always says. So probably this is also one thing, that there should be no disease, no ill health, no mental or physical afflictions to this body also. So this is, and I think we are now addressing this to Lord Agni. Mm. Agni Devata, like, he is the one whom we are addressing this prayer to. Mm. So when we talk about Agni, automatically we get this insight of Gyan Agni, mm, the fire of knowledge, the fire of wisdom. So Pura, actually, there is a very interesting story we know, I think, of the Tripura. Mm. Tripurari is Shiva. So there was this demon, three demons, sorry. They pray to Lord Brahma to make them eternal. You know, always, mm, always the way they are. They are son of Rudrasura, mm, I think, if I'm not wrong.
And he has three sons.
Three sons.
Tarakaksha, Vidyunmali, and Kamalaksha.
Okay, so these three. So they all pray to Lord Brahma that we want to become eternal. Hmm. They say it's not possible. So then they ask a very queer and very strange type of a desire, that we should have three different cities, one gold, one silver, one iron, and one will be in the higher realms, one will be in the heaven, one will be on the earth, and we should not be disturbed. We should be, though no one should be able to kill us or do anything. There no interference from the devas. You know, always, this is what they always ask. Brahma will be very amused. It will be just fine. But he says only one thing. once in 1,000 years, only once it will happen. In that 1,000 years, all the three cities will come in one line, in one particular
they
formation.
They align themselves.
Align themselves. Only at that point, the most powerful being with something, with a weapon which has never been there in this universe, with that, with lot of things, he says, if we tell that, it becomes law, very interesting. Someone, we can actually read the story. So, with that, if the most powerful being comes and attacks us, on one instant, only that point they'll align. If you hit, we'll get destroyed. Otherwise, they'll become eternal. And then, you know, as Rakshasa, they'll start troubling rishis, the sages, saints who wants to worship them. No, this is, we are the reality. So, you know, all that happens. So the story goes that Shiva, the most powerful being, takes, like, there's a big description. His chariot will be very special. The chariot will be made by all the devas, and then the Adishesha becomes the string of the bow, and all of that. Just big description. And finally, he hits and destroys at that moment. So this is the story. But if you go into the inner meaning, it's very interesting. It seems all of us are Tripurasuras, because we have three different bodies.
Mm.
One is the sthula, sukshma, and the karana. Mm. Three different bodies we have. And at one point of time, whenever the grace of the Lord or Swami or Shiva dawns on us, he will destroy these three bodies and then make you one with him.
Correct.
So, probably we have to aspire for that. Mm. And that will definitely happen. The good news of this Tripurasura story is that all of us, because, you know, with our desires, with our physical body, with our mental body, with our the causal body, all that, whatever we have, all these things at one point somewhere in posterity will get destroyed and we'll get united with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, there is an assurance in this story that it will definitely happen for all of us.
Exactly.
And second is, Prithvi. Prithvi is, the Mother Earth. So, the first thing which comes, if you talk about the physical plane, is that there should not be any earthquakes, there should not be any floods, any pestilence, like the way we are having the pandemic now. Nothing should be there. That is one thing. So that the beings who live, the human beings who live on the, and other, they always, Vedas talk about Dvipade Chatushpade, the two-legged ones and the four-legged ones, all like the cattle, everything. They all should be healthy and prosperous. For me, this is external meaning. And you know, Swami always talks about Prithvi. What he talks about Prithvi?
Swami beautifully tells that this body is like a kshetra.
Mm.
So, the body is the temple where God resides.
Yes.
So, the heart, in a very beautiful song that Swami had written, Satya Dharmamo Shanti Premalato, Nitya Jeevana Yatra Saginchu, Yatna Prayatnavul Manava Dharmamo, Jayapajayamulu Daivadhinamo. Means Swami is telling us to practice human values in our daily life.
Yes.
Yatna prayatnavul manava dharmamo. Human dharma, our duty is to perform the duty properly.
Yes.
To the best extent possible.
Mm.
And leave the rest to God.
Yes.
You should not have any desire for the fruit of the action. So yatna prayatnavul manava dharmamo. Jayapajayamo Daivadhinamo. It is decided by God whether to be victorious or to lose.
Yes.
And in the course of the song, Swami beautifully writes, Hridaya Bhumuno Sagu Cheyandi.
Yes.
Means, please plow the land.
Land of the heart.
Heart. So that it becomes more and more fertile.
Yes.
And it sprouts the seeds of love, compassion, truth, and all kinds of
positive
good virtues.
Yes.
So that is the aspect of the earth that Swami talks about.
Mm.
And Pushcha Prithivi Bahulana Urvi. When we talk of Bahula, the word itself brings so many things.
So many sweet memories of Swami.
So many sweet memories of
abundance.
Swami.
Bahula abundance. Is abundance.
Yes. So when we talk of abundance, when the Lord is there with us, there is no dearth of anything.
Yes.
And when you also feel that there might be a dearth, the Lord comes, the goddess herself comes and he or she blesses with full mercy and compassion.
Yes.
That nothing will go in vain. Whatever effort in the right direction when we put, the fruit will always be sweet.
Get it.
So, just to give you an example, when we talk of Bahulana Urvi, Bhudevi, who is the embodiment of Kshama,
yes,
who is the embodiment of all Sahana,
Forbearance.
Yes. So, when she herself showers her compassion, how it would be? So, this happened in the year 1974, when all the people were, the Satya Sai Seva organizations were planning to have the All India Conference.
Okay, a big event.
Big event, very big event. So, people from Bombay were asking Swami that, Swami, we will have it in Dharmakshetra.
Mm.
And people from Delhi were asking, Swami, we will have it
In Delhi.
Then people from Hyderabad were asking, Swami, we will have it in Shivam.
Mm.
And these were the ideas that were brought up to Swami. But Swami, very surprisingly, he had put down all their requests.
Mm.
And then Swami told, we'll have the All India Conference this time in Rajahmundry.
It's a small town.
It's a very, very small town. Where people might think it's a very insignificant place. Why is Swami selecting a village for conducting an All India Conference?
Okay.
That was a thought that was running in all the minds, so-called intelligent minds. And then the expected number of delegates for that conference was around 3,000.
Mm.
And Dr. Saraswatamma garu, we had talked about her at the beginning of our Veda Jignasa, where she was instrumental in starting the Veda Purusha Saptajnana Yajnam in 1962. So then Swami put her as the in charge of the entire conference.
Mm.
And this was a very, very big responsibility for her. And then she had very meticulously planned the whole event. To her utter surprise, on the day when the conference was about to start, the previous day, she had noticed that the number that was expected was 3,000, and all the provisions and all the badges that were arranged for was only for 3,000 members. And very surprisingly, 9,000 members had turned up for the event.
My God.
And people from all over Northeast, they had come because Rajahmundry being the city on the banks of River Godavari, everybody wanted to have a dip in the holy Godavari River and then sanctify themselves. And this was a single stone and two birds fall. So you have the All India Conference and also have a holy dip in River Godavari. Then she becomes so worried that we do not have badges, enough badges. We do not have enough provisions. And then, and she didn't want to report this to Swami because Swami took her into confidence to conduct this entire event.
Correct.
And then when she was discussing with a group of people very, very confidentially, Swami walks in. Swami walks in and asks, because she wanted to get all the provisions for the next 1 week for the other 6,000 people.
Okay.
And then Swami walks in and asks her, what are you people discussing about? And then she tells very hesitatingly, Swami, the number of people that were expected was only 3,000 and now 6,000 more people have turned up.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do? Because we had bought provisions only for this number of people. Swami, very casually, he told, you don't worry about that. It will be sufficient.
Wow, Swami.
Just that one word of Swami, you won't believe the way she explains the entire event. After the event, they are left with so much of surplus that they had to send all the material to Prashantilyam again to do Narayan Seva.
Wow. So 3,000, she was telling it will be sufficient. 9,000, it became 9,000 three times. And then Swami made it so abundant that there was a leftover which had to come to Prashantilyam.
Exactly. So that is the... See, when the intention of doing an event or a particular action is good, the entire universe will come and support in your endeavor.
Yes.
So that is what Swami has derived out of this experience. And after the conference, as they were having their meals, Rajahmundry is a very, very, very fertile land.
Mm.
All our, like, the discussion is now revolving around land.
Land, fertility.
So, as Punjab is the granary of the North Indian states, here East Godavari district is supposed to be the most fertile area.
The Godavari and Krishna
Godavari district. Belt.
Yeah.
They call it the Konaseema.
Yeah.
Which Swami used to travel very frequently to those places. And we have amazing devotees in that area. So, how fertile the land of their heart is, Swami acts accordingly. They never thought we are village people and we cannot handle such a big event. But the single thought of Swami giving them that responsibility and they doing it with devotion, their heart was very pure.
Yes.
And then Swami points out to all the VIPs who had come from Hyderabad, Delhi and Mumbai, can you serve ghee like this? Can you serve milk like this? Can you serve curd like this? No. In a city, you cannot find. The love which is there in a village cannot be found anywhere else in a city. And that's the beauty of a pure heart.
Yes. So probably this prayer also, if you got a new insight, it's not only the earth which is physically present, which we see, which we experience every day. It is the fertility of the heart, where the love and compassion for the Lord and for his fellow men, like, it comes. So that is what actually Swami means in this. So probably this is what is meant, in Vedic mantras, there are so many multiple meanings. So one beautiful meaning which came out from your experience of Saraswatamma Garu is this. And then, if you talk about in the same vein, the next thing which this sage asks about or gets revealed to him is about there should be abundance, prosperity, peace and health in children and grandchildren and the progeny. So in a physical sense it is fine. It is like if I'm a family man, I will always ask about a well-being of my children, my grandchildren. And same way my neighbor, the whole town or a village. But again, Swami talks about sun is not only the physical sun. It is the wisdom. The wisdom which dawns on us. Swami says it is when you get the jnanam, when you get to know that you are one with the Lord, aham brahmasmi, that actually is your sun. Swami talks about that also. So probably that is also in the same way what you're talking about, the heart should be fertile. In the same way, the sun is somewhere where you get the wisdom that this whole universe is one.
Yes.
The whole universe, whole creation is pervaded by the Lord. So again, the prayer to Agni is that the heart should be fertile and we should know that this whole universe is one. And then probably the first part which we had seen is the pura, that is the city. Use this city of this body to actually realize these truths which are nothing but universal.
Exactly.
So beautiful. So, and then probably we'll go ahead. Before that, we just found one interesting symbolism of Bhudevi. It seems she is depicted as with four arms, holding a pomegranate in one hand, a water vessel in the second hand, a bowl containing healing herbs in the third hand, and a bowl containing vegetables. So this is actually, it shows that abundance. Like I'm just feeling that when you narrated that experience, as if Swami is actually standing and
exactly
giving all these things, distributing the bowl of vegetables, the pomegranate, the fruits, the healing herbs, and the water. Like, to all that, whatever was the conference, I think Swami was actually there and doing these things. This is probably a symbolism, but actually Swami showed it in person, that he is the one who does this. So beautiful. So then if you just go ahead, then the next one is Vishwanino Durgaha Jatave Dasindhunna Navaduritati Parshi. So again, here again, the prayer to the Lord Agni is Durgaha, is again Durga, as we had discussed before, is only one, the second verse, it's about Mother Durga. Here again, Durga is the one which is Durgama, which is difficult, an obstacle which is difficult to cross. So here again, the prayer to the Lord Agni is Ha is Durga, Ha is destruction, destroy the obstacles.
Hmm.
So if you just look at it, one way is a quality of fire. Again, we come back to the quality of fire. One is if you give anything to it, it can be anything. It destroys and makes it into ash. Vibhuti, which Swami gives, reminding us of that. And second is, if you are lost, if you just have a fire with you, it's nothing but a light which actually guides your way.
It shows the way.
Shows the way. You know, in the beginning also we had this discussion, Jata Veda. Here also Jata Veda comes. So if you are lost, very fact of probably striking a mastic, just that, or maybe striking a candle, immediately you know where are you are.
It will dispel the darkness.
And he'll tell you, okay, what is the way, where are you going? So probably this aspect is again repeated and echoed in this line that Agni is the Agni Devata is the one who actually dispels the darkness of in this world also, where you need to seek a way how to go where, and probably in your search for the eternal also, it will dispel the darkness and give you that fire of jnanam or wisdom again. So
when we are talking of Agni, actually I'm reminded of the example of the lamp which Swami tells, wherein Swami compares that Namasmarana as a lamp.
Yes.
So if you chant the Lord's name with full fervor, it helps you like a lamp which is kept on the threshold of a house. It gives light both inside the house as well as outside the house. So in the same way, the if you consider the lamp of Nama, the Nama Smarana, that will dispel the darkness which is there inside you, as well as it can give liberation to the people who are listening to the Nama. So the chanter as well as the listener is benefited by this knowledge.
Yes.
So that is the kind of knowledge that we have to acquire. That is what I feel.
Correct. And then just to add to your point, even Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita that among all yajñas, yajña is a fire sacrifice, among all yajñas I am japa yajña, namasmarana. So if you do a japa yajña, it actually illumines you also and benefits the people who are in front of you, or who come in touch with you, in contact with you. So nice about this. Then if you go to the next one, no, we can just chant the next chant. And then anyway, in this, there's one more symbolism which comes, is about the Sindhu. Means, again, if you notice, there are 2-3 places in Durga Suktam where that simile is coming again and again.
It is mentioned.
Is mentioned, like a late motif which comes in a song, that please take us across this Sindhu in a boat, Nava. So actually, I think in those times also, last week you had mentioned about Guha's experience. Rama, you and me are so similar. I take you across this Mother Ganges and you take us across the ocean of samsara. So probably in this mantra, in this suktam, the rishi is always trying to tell us that the objective of all of us is to cross this samsara in a boat. And Swami talks about the boat is nothing but this body. Correct? With here they call it as a pura or a city. Here the boat also is this body which actually takes you across this ocean. So this is probably something which we should all remember as an ultimate goal of all of us. And then the next stanza is
Agne atrivanmanasa grinano smakam bodhya vita tanuna.
So here again there's a mention of Atri Maharshi here. So, talking about Atri Maharshi, actually the name Atri is someone who is beyond the three tapas, the tapatrayas. You know, we call it the Adi Daivika, Adi Bhautika, Adhyatmika. So, all the three types of difficulties or tapas which anyone faces in this universe, in this world, he is beyond that. If you remember in the last episode also, we had mentioned about going beyond, how to overcome an obstacle. One is to pray to the Lord to nullify it, one pray to the Lord to reduce the effect of it. And third is you take yourself beyond so that you don't even feel that it exists.
Exactly.
So Atri is the one who has actually gone beyond, and because of that only he has got Dattatreya as his son, Lord himself, the Trimurtis as his son. And so in this context, if you see, this sage who has got this Durga Suktam revealed to him, he is telling we should be like, our mind should be like the mind of Atri. Atrivat Manasa. Hmm. Atrivat Manasa, we know Atrivan Manasa. So, what is Atri's mind? Atri's mind is, even after attaining that, because he doesn't need to do anything after that, still, he comes and prays for the welfare of the world.
Hmm.
He prays that, let all beings be good, all beings be happy, all beings be healthy. You know what Swami always says, I don't need to do anything, Ra. Nothing I need to do. But I just do it because I love all of you, because I feel that I don't see any separateness.
You are a part of me.
Yeah, there is no difference between you and me. I don't need to do any action or anything on my own, because I am totally free, I am beyond all this. My coming down is only for your ascent. Mm. Swami talks about that so beautifully. So that is one thing. And second thing which they pray in this stanza is about the body, tanunam.
Our bodies. Tanunam.
So our bodies also should be healthy. And again, you know, it is like we had just discussed about the pura, it should be healthy.
Hmm.
There's a beautiful example which Shirdi Sai Satcharitra talks about, is compares the body with a horse of a traveler who is going from one destination to another destination. The horse, if you pamper it, if you feed it, it will become lazy, doesn't do the job.
Hmm.
And if you starve it, doesn't take care of it, it's not energetic enough to even walk. So the comparison is, the body should be treated like that. Don't pamper it too much, so that it gets only the reality, that only sense, the sense pleasures are the real things. And second is, don't mortify it also.
Mm.
Don't unnecessarily create a situation where you make the body suffer. I know, if you remember, there are a number of experiences where, I remember once one of our senior brothers was sharing that he told Swami, not talking to me, I will stop my eating food. And it seems he stopped for a few days. And then Swami came back and started talking to him. He felt, see, Swami spoke to me. Swami came and chided him and scolded him and told, I'm not talking to you because you stopped food. I'm talking to you out of concern that how can you do a thing like this to this body which is so divine, which has been given to you to realize that higher purpose. Never do this again. So, Swami was very clear that this body should be preserved, but there should not be any excess in anything.
So the purpose of giving the body is totally lost when you are going astray.
Yes.
And then paropakarardham idam shariram, that is the purpose of the human body.
Yes.
So when Mahamuni Atri himself was praying for the welfare of the entire universe.
Yes.
Then why not we?
Correct.
The purpose of this body is to help others, is to move one step towards realizing the fact that whatever the Vedas tell, samasta loka sukhino bhavantu, that is the mindset that every person should be having.
Correct.
So maybe that is the manas of Atri.
Correct.
That's Atrivan manasa.
Manasa.
The samasta loka sukhino bhavantu is the manasa of Atri.
Atri. Yeah, and that is what we are praying to Lord Agni, that please give a grant us that type of a mind to all of us, so that we also will follow his footsteps and go and reach the goal.
So I think we are running out of time, and then Agni Atrivan Manasa Granano Smakam Bodhyavita Tanunam. With this we can stop today's session.
Yes.
And we shall continue in the next episode. So the journey of the four F's, the follow the master, fight till the end, finish the game, and
face
the devil and finish the game, is going pretty interestingly.
Yes.
So how we should tame the mind, how we should get rid of all our bad qualities, and how the purpose of this human body to be served. These are the things that we have been covering in the course of this journey.
Yes.
So we shall know more about Durga Suktam and its implications in our daily life in the next class. So we request the listeners also to ponder upon these points, and please do share your feedback to listener@radiosai.org, and do WhatsApp it to 9393-258-258. So with these few words and with a prayer that every thought, every word and every deed is His inspiration, we shall bring today's episode to an end with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. Om Yadakshara Pada Bhrashtam Matra Heenam Tuyad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Pada Padaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Triktani Kshamasvasaishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyam Vidmamatva Kshamasvasaishvara Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Rakshasaishvara Hari Om Tat Sri Saishvara Arpanamastu. From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live broadcast of the Vedam and the Bhajans from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.